Cause spoon guru live on your radio. So turn it up, turn it up, turn it up now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gospel Guru Podcast. I'm very excited about this special guest I have today. It's none other than Jordan Armstrong. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? What's up, man? It's so dope to be on with you, bro. I think we were just talking. I think this is our first time actually doing an interview or sitting down to talk.
All these years, man. This is our first time doing an interview, man. Yeah. I'm glad to have you, man. First of all, I got to say congratulations, man. Your song, My God, hit number one on Gospel Airplay, the Gospel Indicator charts. It's just making waves, man. Congrats.
Thank you so much, man. It's a really great feeling. I think everybody deserves a number one record. Just that feeling is really awesome. But I also am really blessed, man, that, you know, we created a record that actually sticks. You know, like I always wanted a record that lingered on the charts, man. I feel like that's when you really have one. And I'm so grateful to God that he blessed me with one, man. So this record has changed a lot.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I'll say too, man, the record means a lot to a lot of people. I feel like it's the message. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Everybody can relate to that, man. It's just a feel good record. You know, were you intentional in crafting that record?
Before I actually had lyrics or a feeling of what I wanted to say, I felt like it was something special. And just one day it hit me, man. The lyrics literally just came out line for line. Hold on, wait a second, let me bring on my God. And I knew, just like you said, I felt like everyone could relate to that. Young, old, in church, out of church, you know, the believers, non-believers. Yeah. I feel like this will really touch people. And it's so great to, you know, the response has been amazing because it's really hit a lot of the people that I wouldn't have ever thought it would reach. And it's just been great, man. Like I'm still in shock on how good God has been through this record.
Amazing, man. Look, man, it's so deserving, man. You've been putting in work for years, man. I remember your first album.
Yeah.
I still rock out to it.
Yeah. Champion, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So many gems, man. You just really been putting in the work. And so I love to see good things happening to good people. So,
absolutely,
man, congrats again. But, you know, from what I understand, you have a new project coming. Can you, shed some light on that? What do you have on the pipeline?
Yeah. So I got a new project. It's coming out. It's actually an EP. It's a few records on there, but it's entitled Church Girls Love R&B. I think that's really... First of all, church girls loving R&B is definitely a fact. I mean, church boys too. We love it too.
Right,
church
guys. Don't leave us out.
R&B is a huge fact. Come on, man. Right, exactly. But, you know, R&B is a huge was a huge influence on me and still is to this day. I can remember growing up, man, in my household, it was nothing but gospel music, but I always had older cousins. I would go to their house on the weekends and they were playing Jodeci and Boyz II Men and Maya, you know, Monica, just you name it, man.
All the good stuff.
In the 90s. Yeah, great. the biggest era of R&B to me was in the 90s. And so I grew up on that. So I kind of got the best of both worlds growing up. And I always knew I wanted to incorporate that type of sound into whatever I did musically as a professional. But this record is really fun. Of course, that title grasps your attention, but you know, the project is basically talking about, it's got a great storyline. It's talking about basically a woman of God going through relationships. And that's through relationships with men, relationships with friends, girlfriends, you know, all of that. And I think that a lot of times in our genre, you know, we don't really discuss that most of the time when we're going through things, the soundtrack is R&B, even as a Christian. You know, I've known women that, you know, that are heavily in church and just sold out for God. But, you know, they need a little bit of Mary J. when that heartbreak happens, you know what I'm saying? Or they need a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of some R&B that they can relate to that kind of expresses their feelings to kind of help them through. And it may not be for everybody, but most of the women that I knew growing up, that's how they really got through a lot of things. And of course, with prayer. So this project is kind of telling a story of a young, you know, God-fearing woman going through relationships. And I think the music that God gave me is pretty much the soundtrack to that. So you will have to listen to this project from top to finish, man, to get it. But I definitely think it's a great conversation piece. Everybody's going to talk about this when it's done.
Oh, yeah. You know, from that title alone, mm-hmm. Church Girls Love R&B.
Yeah.
Like, what made you go with that title? Because it's a conversation starter.
Yeah. I just wanted to keep it real. I think that... a lot of times, you know, in our genre, we don't even want to talk about that. You know, we don't even give that any attention. But I mean, that's just a fact. You know, we all have to realize, too, that, you know, everybody's playlist isn't, you know, the Sunday morning playlist. You know, people that listen to my music also listen to Drake. They also listen to, right. you know, Meg Thee Stallion. Probably, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, you just never know. But I do know that people are listening to other things, and I want them to know that we know that. And in my case, I feel that who better than a God-fearing man to give them, you know, something to listen to that is discussing some of those same topics that R&B discuss, but just in a positive way. Wow. I thought that would be something really great. And I felt like people would love to hear that perspective. Not only just as a whole, but also from me. So that's how we came up with it, man. And I got with the team, and we came up with Church Girls Love R&B. I had to call my mom and tell her. I said, "Mom, look, I got this because look, my mom was so she sold out, man." I said,
right.
Project is coming out. It's called Church Girls Love R&B. I know they might care, man. I just wanted to get out what God had given me, man. So
awesome,
here it is.
Awesome. Yeah, and man, let me tell you this, man. The first time I listened to your music, it put me in the mind of like Chris Brown. But
yeah.
Of course, the message is different. So do you hear that comparison a lot?
Oh, yeah, I definitely hear a lot of the R&B artists and even pop artists. I used to do tons more pop in my earlier in my career, but now it's a lot more, I guess because I'm older, it's a lot more R&B driven, hip-hop driven, but yeah, man, I get that comparison all the time, and some people would take that as a negative. I take that as a positive,
for sure,
because they're listening to those people.
Yeah.
That's who they listen to, you know. My competition, if I would say, what's those artists? What's the mainstream artists? I was always trying to compete with them because I knew that that's what people were listening to. Christians also, you know? So I wanted to always make sure the music was up to par with those folk or even better, because I felt like that's what would set me apart as an artist, and also production-wise with all of the production that I do. So I love that, actually, when I hear that. Cool. That means I'm on the right track, because them folk are successful. You know, and they're successful in their way, and so I would love to do that on the Jesus way for sure.
Awesome, man. We love to see it, bro.
Yeah,
so I would say, or who would you say is? Let me ask you, who would you say your target audience is for this project?
This project is different. So I think this is for everybody. Even though it's, you know, Church Girls Love R&B, this is for everybody.
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah. And so you touched on this a little bit, but I was going to ask you, who did you use for inspiration for this project? But you already said some of your own experience.
Some of my own experiences, man. And you know, just always talking, me and my wife, Niecy, we get a lot of people reaching out to us, and some people asking us, is it real? Are y'all really happy like that? Or is it just on Instagram and things of that nature? And, you know, a lot of times we get a chance to kind of let them know our story. You know, it's a lot that we went through together that we're able to just wholeheartedly discuss. you know, because I feel like it could really help someone else in a relationship or someone else that's going through things. And all of the stuff that we went through, we were so grateful because we are in total bliss now as husband and wife, you know? And so I'm grateful for all the things we went through that made us who we are today, made us stronger in our relationship. So, you know, just sometimes telling your story or what we would say in church, our testimony, you know, can really help and bless somebody else and help them through and let them know that, you know, you're not alone. Like, this isn't the first time that situation has happened. It's not the first breakup, may not be the last breakup.
Yeah.
You know, may not be the first heartbreak, may not be the last heartbreak. But these are some tools on how to get through those things. And that's even on this project too. So to say it's an EP, it's a lot packed in there on those eight tracks.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And you know what? And you spoke on this a little bit earlier part of our conversation of how R&B is such a soundtrack to a lot of our lives. But why do you think we as a people or this new generation or, you know, millennials, whomever, why do you think we love R&B so much?
Because they talk about the real issues. You know, I feel like a lot of times in and I keep saying in our genre, you know, we can be real surface. You know, sometimes I feel like we need to dig deep. And I think a lot of times artists in our genre want to do that, but you know, they might get a little backlash for it. But I'm in such a different atmosphere, a different lane than everyone else, I feel, because I don't have any bondage. I don't have anything holding me or preventing me from saying or doing what I want to do when it comes to my artistry. So I'm able to do some things that some of my friends in the industry aren't able to do, you know? You know, I can talk about those things, you know, and I even have conversations with some of, you know, some of my industry friends who are household names that wish they could say certain things or discuss things. And we have private conversations about it, you know? So I feel like R&B is just always keeping it 100, you know, they is the first line of the record could be, he cheated.
Right.
He slept with my friend. Like, and I feel terrible about that. And I can't stand him right now. I don't even know if I ever want to see him again. You know, like, let's talk about that, because Christians go through those things too. Christians go through heartbreak. Christians go through breakups. Christians go through divorce. You know, like, let's talk about those things. How do we help them? Because we do a lot of pushing to get married, but we don't tell what to do. And most of the time we make them stay together.
Right.
Sometimes the folk need to let go.
Wow.
Look, I don't want this woman. I don't want her no more. You know, or I don't want him. We it's not there anymore. What we thought was here isn't here. And in our religion, you know, we're told not to do those things. Stick it out, fight it out, you know. And sometimes, you know, we just have to keep it real. I think with R&B, they do a lot of that. And I wanted to be able to do that too. Transparency to me, like I said, is ministry.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how we're going to reach folks. Keeping it real.
For sure, man. So would you say that the church or the gospel genre in particular could learn from, I guess, the approach of R&B music, the realness, the authenticity?
Definitely. Yeah. If the difference with this project is that everything points back to God, you know, everything points back to Jesus. So that's the big difference. You know, sometimes we can talk about an issue, but there's no resolution. You know, also that happens in R&B. You know, the whole song is about I'm busting the windows out your car. That's the whole song. So what's going to happen after you bust the windows out?
Right.
You know, and so with this project, you know, the end result is focusing back to God and how important a relationship is with God. You know, to help you through these circumstances, to help you through these relationships, to help you through these situations. God is the key. And, you know, he's the answer to those things. So that's the big difference. I think that is what's going to really reach people. Not just a good beat and a good storyline, but, you know, a finish with a finger pointing to God.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And man, you know, since we're talking about R&B, which is, yeah, you know, this is the underlying subject of love. And this is the month of love. So I got to ask, when did you first experience love?
Oh, my goodness. I had to say my mom. For okay. sure. I'm a, and I hope that answers or is in the category of what you really are asking. Yeah. But yeah, my mom for sure. I grew up an only child, raised by a single mother. So I definitely experienced love first. I feel like every boy has that first love is usually the mom, either mom or grandmother. You know, so and where I'm from, we call them big mamas, you know, so it's either that, man. And you know, I think there's the closest to that I've ever experienced was my wife. So as to why I made the decision to marry her. But yeah, man, first love, mother, like nothing is like that. I've never experienced anything like that, probably never will. It's just so unconditional.
Unconditional.
And it's very godlike. Very, you know. My mom had a son that does gospel music, but he does it so different, you know. And there's times where my mom probably was like, "Son, what are you doing? This is not the gospel I taught you." You know, but I think that my mom really gets it, you know. And I couldn't have had a better cheerleader or support system than my mom. She started real early with me in music, and she always pushed me and supported me in music. So gotta get that first.
Okay. Nothing compares to the love of a mother. Nothing like a mother's love. Man, we're wrapping up here, man, but I'm enjoying speaking with you. I want to know, after someone listens to Church Girls Love R&B, what do you want them to walk away with?
God, man, I really do. I want them to know that, you know, through any situation, through any obstacle, that God is the answer. That relationship with God is so key. It's not about what other people think about your relationships. It's not about what other people think about you. It's all about your relationship with God. I think that this project also breaks folk that are in bondage with what other people think about them or how other people think they should handle a situation, because they've been cheated on by this man that he should not be in their life at all. I think that sometimes that's not always the issue. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes you can pray through things. Sometimes you can meet with your partner and talk this out and figure out why this is happening. You know, express your feelings.
Yeah,
I think we can do more of that too. You know, so I want people to know that being transparent, having conversation, and prayer can really change your entire atmosphere. Can change your whole trajectory of everything around you. So everything is pointing back to God, bro. That's it for me.
Awesome, man. Okay, so out of the entire EP, mm-hmm. what would you say is one of your favorite tracks that you would highlight?
It's gonna have to be She, man. She is my favorite joint right now. And it changes for me. Maybe in 2 weeks it'll probably be another one on there. But right now, She is my favorite record. That record was fun to produce as well, because I wanted to make a song that uplifted women with the R&B feel without talking under the clothes. You know, and I think that was important too, to just have a song from an artist like me that talks about a woman, a God-fearing woman, a blessed woman, you know, a successful woman, you know, all of those great things you look for in a wife. I wanted to make a record about that. And so She is definitely that record. And that's my favorite for sure right now.
Awesome, man. Look, I'm sold. I can't wait to enjoy Church Girls Love R&B. Everybody,
yeah, man. Get it. Yeah, man. Fellas too, man. Y'all hold it down, bro. It ain't just for the ladies. It's for all us, bro. So turn up on it, bro.
All right, man. Thank you, Jordan, for joining me, man.
Thank you so much, bro. It's been a pleasure, man. We got to do this more.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Man. Yes, sir.
All right. Gospel Guru Live on your radio. So turn it up, turn it up, turn it up now.
turn it up now.